All right, everybody, what's going on? My name is Nathan Payne. If you don't know who I am, it's okay. I joined Jerry's Fast Track like last November. I think it was last November. I think it's been about a year. No. Was it last November? I don't even remember. It was a while ago. And I had been wholesaling before, but I wanted to kind of, network with Jerry and also learn from him. So it's been good. Since then, you know, Jerry's asked me to help him with his calls and stuff like that. So I work in Salt Lake City, Utah. I own a wholesaling business that wholesales nationwide. We do deals in every state. Depends where the lead comes in. It doesn't matter where the lead's from. We can get a deal. We can get it closed virtually. We can find a seller. We can find a buyer for it. We can wholesale it, fix and flip, do all the exit strategies, burr, wholesale, creative. We know how to do it all. So that's what I do. I also own another business called investorsthrive.com. It's a business dedicated to helping people succeed in real estate and their personal lives, but that's just not even that important. My goal today, guys, is just to answer any questions you have. Usually Jerry has like a format where he brings someone on and interviews them. I don't know if he had someone scheduled for this today. If he did, I can interview you and you can just message in the chat. If you no one's being interviewed today, it's totally fine. I can just answer your question. So what can I do to provide value for you guys? I can answer any question as to the best of my knowledge, like the best I can about, you know, wholesaling, fix and flip, all that stuff. So if you need help running comps, if you have questions about how to deal with sellers, how to make offers, what's the best marketing channel that I'm seeing, I can just give my opinion. Okay. And if you just want to chat, just comment in the comment box. If you want to say something, then I'll call on you, or just put your question in the comment box and then, I'll call on you and then we can chat about it. So it looks like Oscar took a Mata. He's new to, seems like Fast Track. He just started 3 weeks ago. He's welcome. And, he jumped the gun. He's got a property he wants me to comp. So I'm going to show you how I comp properties using PropStream and Redfin, Zillow. So what we do in my business is we'll use like one of the free data sources, and then we'll compare it to like PropStream or something like that. So I'm going to have you come back on, Oscar, because in order to really comp a property, you have to understand the condition and what's going on. So I'm going to ask you some questions about it. So Oscar, can you unmute yourself and we'll dive into this property?
Sure.
All right. So real quick, I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to share my screen. Tell me the situation with this property so I kind of understand what's going on.
Well, the situation needs a heavy remo. It's actually, it's pretty much like $75,000 remo. That's what I estimated.
Okay.
And you cannot see it, but it has pretty much like everything in the inside. It has sheetrock. It needs the plumbing and electrical is fine, but everything else inside of the house has to be redo it. And it's 34 square feet. And I have my IRV in 180,000. That's what I would like you to help me with. I mean, I did everything. I just want to know. I would like to see how you do it. And okay, from there we start. But the remo is a heavy remo.
All right. So I'll show you. These are the three tabs I need when I'm comping a property, whether it's Redfin, Realtor.com, or Zillow. I use Zillow. So I get a Zillow tab. I get a PropStream tab. This is REI Automator. It's the same thing as PropStream. It's just white labeled. And I get my flip calculator, so I know I can run my numbers and I know exactly what I can offer. So first thing I do is I take the address right here. I take a look at it. I see if it's listed. It looks like it's not listed. How did you find this deal?
Craigslist. The Craigslist campaign.
The what campaign?
Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist. Okay, sorry. Yes. So you found this on Craigslist. Okay, so let's, and you just called, is it the seller or is it like a wholesaler? trying to sell it?
He's the seller.
Okay. So I take the address and I put it into this bar on the side. And what this does is it'll actually it'll center where the location is, because it's really important to know exactly where the location is. I don't have pictures, but you're telling me it needs about $75,000 of work?
Yes. Yes, it's a complete remodel. There is no shiprock. The walls, there are not there. The plumbing, the electrical is there. Seems like the foundation is good and the roof is good. I mean, it's good to go.
Okay. So what we do here, guys, is we see where the house is. It's 118. Let's see. And as you can see, some of the values around here, just according to Zillow, are kind of all over the place. I want to look for what's selling in the area, and I want to look for what's sold. So Texas is a non-disclosure state, so it's going to be kind of hard to determine. I don't have MLS access to Texas, so it's going to be hard to determine what things have sold for, but we can look around and see what's selling. So this, and you got to be careful when you cross major streets, when you're comping properties, major roads. Sometimes like this area can be a lot, I guess you could say, more ghetto than, for example, this area. Like when it gets to comping properties, like things can differ, can change pretty quickly in areas. But all I do is I go here. I'm just going to kind of look around. You can also make filters. Yours was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, right? I shouldn't even ask you. I can just look at this right here. So it doesn't say, but I'm assuming it's either a 2 or a 3-bed. It's a 3? Okay.
Yes. It's a 3-bed.
So I can change this to 3. And then I can go over here to home type. I only want to see houses. And I also don't want to see anything over, let's say, 1,600 square feet, because this is 13. So let's go 1,750. So I don't want to see anything above that. So let's see what's for sale. Because then you can also see, okay, I'm looking at a hot area that like has not a lot for sale. You know, depends where you are. This is in Texas City. I don't know where that is. Let's see. Where is Texas City? Outside of Houston? Okay. All right. So has the seller said, hey, I want this? Have they told you they want a specific price?
Yes, he won 90,000. And he said that he bought it because he wanted to fix it. But 3 months later, his brother passed out and he died. So he wants to sell it.
Okay. So about 90,000. And the Zillow estimate says it's worth about 113,000. So you can't really always trust Zillow, but 90 kind of seems a little high for me just off the top. So we'll go to this house. We'll see that this thing, they're asking 235. And you can mute yourself again, Oscar. So they're asking 235 for this house, and it's been listed. I always look at how many days it's been on Zillow. It's been on Zillow for 215 days. So there's two things that it says to me if it's been on Zillow for too long. Either it's overpriced, which I think it is overpriced, or there's a major issue going on that like they're not disclosing. So what I usually do for research is I'll call this agent right here and I will ask them questions. I would say, hey, real estate agent, I can actually call them on this call if you guys want. If there's not a lot of questions, I can call them later and just ask them, hey, you know, I'm looking at flipping another house in the area. I saw that this one was a comparable, but it's been on the market for so long. What's the deal? Like, you know, is there some foundational issues? Is there something going on? But yeah, I would ask some questions. So that's what I do, is I contact the agent. Remember not to contact the agent from here when you're on Zillow. This is Zillow's agent. They're going to try and get you a buyer's agent so you can list it. If you want Michelle Haynes information, you just have to Google it. So my go-to would be call Michelle Haynes. Mitchell Haynes. And we can probably do that later. Like I said, if we don't have enough questions coming in. So that's 235, been on the market for 215 days. That's crazy. So I wouldn't say that's really a comp, but it's a 3. Ours is a 3-1. Pretty much the same square footage. This is a 3-2. Okay, so this is a 4-2 for 160. They just cut the price. It looks like they rehab this thing. Is it? It looks like a duplex almost, but maybe it's not. 1,200. No, that's weird because that one looks like it's way more than 1,233 square feet. So I kind of look at for the description. Let's see. Price change. They listed it. They dropped it. There's no description on this. So maybe I'd search online to check it. 160 seems maybe more, in my opinion, of like a legit price for something like this. But this is bigger. This is one extra bedroom than ours. And it looks fairly remodeled. Maybe I'd call the agent on this too. This looks, again, way more than 1,233 square feet. But maybe it's like, if you turn it sideways, maybe it's really skinny. So let's go over here, 155, 154. Okay, that's kind of close around ours. And it looks like they tried to remodel it. I mean, pictures have a lot to do with, like, if someone sells this, these pictures are kind of dark. But it is a flip. Let's see how long that's, 12 days, freshly painted, completely remodeled. Okay, so I'm starting to get an idea that this house, in my opinion, these are selling. This was an outlier. Starting to think like 140, 160 is kind of like the what they're trying to sell remodeled homes for. So let's check this one out. So this is 175. This one is a lot nicer. It's got good siding. 175. It's been 43 days, so this one hasn't moved. So that's like, okay, that's probably on the higher end. Okay, so let's go to PropStream. Let's check it out in PropStream. Okay, wrong address, my bad. Gotta go in here. Are you guys kind of seeing what I'm doing? Like, I'm looking at what's selling to kind of gauge my ARV. Because the market moves so fast, it's kind of hard to go off of solds. And solds are very difficult in Texas, because you guys can see that they're not disclosing their information in Texas. So the only way to really find out is by going to the listing and kind of seeing what they listed it for. If it shows you that information, usually it does. It shows you what they listed it for. This one doesn't. Let's find one real quick so it does. That's like the only other way to do it in Texas without MLS access. Let's see. Okay, here's an example. So it doesn't tell you what it's sold for, but they listed it for 124. And then within 30 days, it sold. So my thought process would be like, okay, this house sold for either above this or at this price because they went that fast. So that's how you can get around in non-disclosure states of not knowing what things sold for. PropStream also lost like its MLS data. So we can kind of just see what it thinks it's worth. It's giving us the value of 205. I don't think so. I think it's what this does is it, if you go to comparables, it will take within a mile radius homes that have sold within the last year. And sometimes it will pull in things that don't correlate. So let's just go single family. Okay, see, that dropped it. So there might have been like a multifamily in there that made the price go up. So this is saying that the average sale price of homes similar to this is 167. So that was my conclusion. It's going to be between 140 and 160. 160 is like on the really high end, since we're seeing, you know, some homes in this area that aren't moving, like this one, that are nicer than the one I think we have. And this one might even be newer. Let's like a newer build. So let's see. 1960. Let's see when ours was built. This one looks older. It's kind of ugly too. 1990. Okay. I'm surprised. That's newer. It's kind of weird too. It doesn't look like it has a garage or a driveway. Yeah, this seems to be real. This seems like it's probably not that nice of an area compared to like where that other one was selling for 175. I think the guy that's asking for 90 is just, he's just smoking something. This thing is just from looking at the comps. this thing might be worth like 120 ARV, maybe. I mean, it's just not as nice of an area. But hey, that's what sellers do. They ask for the moon. They ask for a lot, and you just got to make your offer and then, you know, see what happens. So Oscar, do you kind of, you there still?
Yes, I already present my offer. I offer him 49, which is pretty much what I think.
49,000?
Yes, 49,000. And I estimate the repair in 75,000. And I talked to him. Someone came in and offered him $63,000. Seems like he accepted because he's not, he didn't take my call. So I think he accepted.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to be able to make it happen at 63. I mean, especially if you're saying it needs that much work. Let me show you now what you do. Once you analyze the deal, I think Zillow's right on. I was thinking after looking at it deeper, I think the 160, 140, 160 are like the nicer homes. This one's going to probably be 120 max. So what you do is you put your information into a flip calculator. You can use Jerry's. This is the one I use. And I can give this to you guys if you want. Sales price, you put this, the ARV, so 120. What price did you offer him? 49?
Yeah, 49,000.
Are you trying to buy this yourself or wholesale it?
I know, I want to wholesale it.
Okay. So what this does, the calculator, it takes in, you can mute yourself again. What this does is it takes in the cost of your hard money, your title, the title costs, like the closing costs, everything, subtracts it out. You also put in your rehab costs. So you can either go with everything, medium, basic, or you can go other, and then you can put in a specific number. So I do 75, because that's what you said. And then you're probably going to, this is for a flipper, right? So you're trying to run the numbers and see if it works for a flipper and if you can have your fee in there. So a flipper is most likely going to borrow their money for 12%. 2 points, 15% down, and the whole time on something that needs a complete rehab, let's just say 5 months, they're going to relist it with a real estate agent. Let's just say they list it and the buyer's agent, 6%. So if you bought this house for 49,000, could resell for 120 and you put 75 into it, you would lose as a flipper at this price, $14,000. So if you want to wholesale it, there's no way anyone's buying this. Now let's say you're being a little aggressive on the rehab. Let's say it's 50. Okay. So would a flipper put 50 into a house to make 10? Most likely they would not. So let's go back to your numbers. So if you wanted to make any money on this, I mean, still, because this thing needs such an extensive rehab, like even if a flipper got it for 29, put in 75 and flipped it fully, he would only make $7,000. So like you'd have to, let's see, get the work done for cheaper or get another bid. Cause that's when this is when people will start looking at the deal. If they can make 10% profit of the purchase price, they'll usually do it. That's what flippers will usually do. So if you wholesaled this to him for 39 and you got it for 29 to make yourself 10,000 and he was going to make 16, then he would probably do this. But the person that came in at 64 that you were saying offered him, he accepted that because he won't answer your calls. This is probably a wholesaler who doesn't know what they're doing and they're going to cancel the contract because this deal doesn't make sense. Even if the house was worth like, you know, 130, let's say it goes up over time, it's just not going to make sense. The numbers don't work. So I personally, when the market shifted, the 70% minus rehab, minus your wholesale fee, like we don't do that. We threw that at the window because it's just finding those deals are very difficult. You have to actually break your numbers down. And everybody in my company, our acquisition guys, they actually run their offers to the calculator before they make offers. So they, you know, we know exactly where we need to be. So when you offered 43 or 49 with a 75K rehab, you probably didn't take into account the flipper needs, like uses hard money. They have to pay for closing costs and that still wouldn't have worked for you. at the price that you offered. And I know it's unfortunate. Like, it's like, wow, that's such a discount, but it's expensive to flip homes. That's why you need to have other strategies like wholesaling, fix and flip, creative, burr. Wholesaling is going to be the lowest hanging fruit. The people who are just like, yeah, I'll sell for really cheap. So we, in my company, we use multiple exit strategies. So that was my answer, Oscar. Was that helpful?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. It was very good. I appreciate your time.
Does anyone have a question on how I broke that down? So I can, you know, I can help, like, you know, go deeper and answer questions.
I got a question.
John, what's up?
So I guess with that, if wholesaling isn't really a viable option, neither is flipping, is there still a deal in that property somewhere, assuming, you know, you're not going to get it for $29,000? Like, is there other types of like creative strategies that could be used to still, you know, potentially make that property work?
So let's take a look at it. I hope I didn't say something wrong. Wholesaling is a great option, but not
sure, I know that. Just kind of like understanding that there's several exit strategies. It doesn't have to just be wholesaling.
Okay.
Just kind of like to maximize the amount of like the properties that you have the potential to work with, you would want to keep your options open for an exit strategy. So just wondering how to like reference or frame, because I'm about as new as Oscar.
Okay. What would I do in this situation? If the seller is super motivated and he was not moving off of 90, it doesn't make any sense to work with him because of the condition of the house. Now, if the house was in a great condition and, you know, it was rent ready, then I can talk to him about creative financing and just say, hey, look, you own the house outright. How about I just, you know, make you finance me instead of me having to go get a bank loan, and I'll just make you payments. And then what you would do is you'd figure out a way to structure to make them payments for less than what you could rent the property out for. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Okay.
So that's creative. Now, wholesale, if you were just to take this thing down and wholesale, which wholesaling is just, it's a light rehab, you would close on this property yourself. And let's say, you could sell this house for maybe someone in the area would pick it up for 97. Okay. So you close on it at 90 and you put $100 into it. Cause you're like, I'll just sweep it. That's what wholesaling is like, I'll close it with myself. I'll relist it and I'll do nothing to it. But maybe since they're not willing to put it on the MLS and I can, and people are just starving for deals on MLS, maybe I can. You would lose $4,504. I don't think this thing would go for 97 on the MLS. I think if you talk to the guy and say, hey, look, dude, I'll give you 65 for it. Like that other guy. Maybe this is what the other guy's doing. And the other guy thinks he can put it on the MLS with a real estate agent. You're still not making money, but you see like how we're trying to make it work, right? So that's wholesaling. Fix and flip. You already did the fix and flip numbers. You just, as a wholesaler, you just have to add in your fee as well. So creative's out with the price he wants. Burr is out because the Burr method is when you take it down, you fix it up, you rent it out, and you refinance. That's out because it just needs too much work. So those are the things that we look at. And another strategy that we use, it's called option to purchase. Option to purchase agreement, where we'll just tell the seller straight up. We'll be like, hey, look, we don't want this house, but I think we have someone in our network. We can run this by someone in our network. We're just gonna have to put this under contract and give me 7 days and I'll try and find somebody. And someone that's really, you know, isn't crunch for time or desperate will be like, sure. And we've sold a couple deals that way where we're just like, hey, we'll run this by our network of buyers. Just basically we're wholesaling it. Say, hey, I'm gonna run this by my people. If someone wants to buy it, then I'll give you your price. But again, this one's completely not a deal. It's just, he's asking for too much. Maybe at 30, I would be interested, but I mean, it needs a complete rehab. So.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. This is the kind of guy you want to follow up with, you know, make your offer, make it at the right spot. I think it was Oscar, and just keep following up. Just be like, hey man, I'm sure that other guy couldn't close. I'm still here for you.
Hey, would you send out that calculator if I give you an email?
It'll cost you. I'm just kidding. yeah, I can do it. I'll put in the group feed, not the group feed, the chat, a link to be able to get to the calculator. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Of course.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Can you hear me?
Who we got?
Ken Chapman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, so I just got signed up. This is my first Zoom meeting. Just got signed up this week with Lauren. And you mentioned PropStream. I think you called it. Is that within the Flipster software or no. What's similar in Flipster that we have access to?
So Flipster is Jerry Norton software to pull lists and to comp properties and stuff like that. PropStream is kind of just like, you could say it's Jerry's competition. I use a little bit of Flipster, but like my business is run solely off of like PropStream and Batch Leads. That's just what we use. But I know Jerry also, it's just Jerry's, I guess, version of it. That's like the best way to say it. But
and there's a fee for it.
Yeah, I know PropStream costs $100 a month and Batch Leads, I think, is the same, and you pull lists. And yeah, I mean, I have, if you guys are interested in looking at those, I have like a free trial you can look at link. But no, Jerry's Flipster also, you can pull lists as well and you can skip trace. So it's whatever you guys want to use.
While I've got you, what else would you recommend that we look into that might not come with like the Fast Track program or on Flipster that you utilize every day or every month?
It's wow. Well, that's a big question. I mean, it depends how much you're trying to, like, how in depth you're trying to go. Cause as you go into this business, there's a lot more softwares that are required as you scale. There's like texting platforms that aren't in Flipster. There's cold calling, there's dialers. I mean, so what do I recommend? I don't really know for you at this moment. You just started. I think you need to focus on, you know, making offers and getting that muscle down, that muscle memory of just talking to agents. And then eventually you can scale into bigger things. But I wouldn't worry about like all that software yet. Use Flipster. You get it with the program. Look into it. Do the trainings. And you'll be able to use that a lot for now. Does that answer your question? I just don't think you need to like worry too much about the software.
Yeah, that makes sense. Try and just streamline my focus for now. And
yeah,
go week by week.
Yeah, because with training and like learning from coaches and other people, like you know, there's always stuff that they can teach you, and you can get super distracted. But what really is going to get you guys deals is making offers to agents and offers to, you know, sellers. That's what is the highest tier activity you can do. Don't get too worried about softwares right now.
And there is something I can say. The difference between PropStream and the other programs with Flipster, what I like about Flipster is that here we can present offers and we have our proof of funds inside of the programs. It is already included in our Fast Track program also. The other programs do not focus on flipping. It's just wholesaling. That's something I like about Flipster. And I've tried those. I'm not, you know, I'm starting with this, but I have been studying it for quite a time. So that's my opinion. And there is a difference between PropStream. It's so much information, which is good when you are at your level. But I like Flipster because it gives me proof of funds, it gives me the offers and the contracts and everything. It's way easier for me that I'm starting in this business.
I agree. As a new person, Flipster is everything you need, and it's going to help you stay focused. To be honest, PropStream is used by many flippers. It has a flipping calculator. It pretty much does everything you could even imagine. It's just you have to get trained on it. It's pretty intense. But yeah,
it's much more complex. Much more. PropStream is way more complex. I use both, like you're saying, Nathan. But Jerry's program is much more user friendly, especially for the beginners.
And
the thing that Jerry just added to the program is all the new leads, whatever it is, the millions of leads that just got added, you know, more contacts and all of that, which was changed the game for Flipster program.
Nailed it, exactly. So yeah, you guys are in good hands.
I have a quick question, not a long thing. It's like, if there's a guy in here from Washington State that just joined near in like Bremerton. Is he on right now?
Yeah, that's me.
Where are you? What's your name?
John.
All right, John. Hey, I have that deal. If you can send me your contact information, let's talk about it.
Yeah. I can just post my email in the chat if that works for you.
Yeah, whatever. All good. Sorry to take up you guys' time. I just wanted to.
Nah, man. It's all good. We're here to network, baby. Let's get it.
Oh, dude, you guys want to network? I'm in Puerto Rico, and I can't tell you how amazing the deals are here, but it's crazy.
There you go. All right.
If you guys are ever interested in investing, let me know.
All right.
Hey, Pedro, that's in the chat now.
So, anybody else have any questions or something they'd like me to, go over? Comps, softwares. I mean, we just talked about softwares. Use Flipster for now. Anything?
Just can you talk a little bit about subject to properties? If they're going to carry the financing while you're doing the rehab, how does that look on your presentation to them? I don't really know how to do that at this point.
Yeah, so this is the way that I present it, Kelly. So I would say to them, like, hey, you know, subject to, like, usually we get them to finance the property. Our flip is if they own the house outright, if they own it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they don't own it outright, but they got a big equity in it.
Yeah, so that's when I usually ask them to finance our flip. And let me explain for everyone that's new. When you are about to flip a house or buy something from a seller, you usually offer to buy their house cash. And most people don't have $400,000 cash in their bank, so they get a hard money loan. On a hard money loan, let me show you guys again using the nifty calculator I have. So hard money loan is usually 12%, 2 points. So let's say you're going to flip. There's a house that's worth $500,000 and you get it for $300,000. Okay. You would pay 2 points just to use the hard money lender's money. You're going to pay him 2%. You're going to pay him 12% for the whole time. So if you hold it for 5 months, you're going to pay 12% during that time. 6 months, you're going to pay it for that time. And then let's see, hard money costs. Total hard money costs, purchase price, remodel costs, soft cost, title, cost of money. Okay, so here is how much you're going to spend in your cost of money. This breaks down your how much your hard money costs are. Let me do the formula. So it does a formula of how much you're buying it and how much your points, your interest are, and your hold time. So to buy this house at $300,000, just to use the money, it's going to cost you $20,400. So what I would do is I would go to the seller and say, hey, listen, Mr. Seller, I'm going to buy your house. I'm going to use a hard money loan, and it's going to cost me, you can tell them 12% and 2 points. I just say it's going to cost me, you know, a certain amount, a percent. And instead of me giving that to the hard money lender, which is, I'd rather give it to you if you're willing to finance this flip for us for a year or 6 months. And they're going to say, well, what does that look like? And you say, well, you know, if you finance this flip for me, just basically you act as the bank until we sell it. And then once we sell it, it's sold. And I will give you 8%. And then you wouldn't give them any points because most people don't expect points. And you'd say, give it help. Help me for 6 months. And then that way, instead of spending $20,400, you cut your cost, your financing cost in half. That's how I've always explained it to sellers is like, hey, I'm going to give this to someone else, but would you like to make an extra, I'm giving you $300,000. How would you like to make $10,000 extra by just holding the note and keeping it in place? And, until we flip it.
Plus the money from your closing cost, right? You would save that money.
Yeah. You would still have to pay the closing costs too, because you're technically closing on it, but they're just financing you.
Oh, you actually retitle it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we do. Just so like, cause you don't want to do all that work to that house and then not actually be on title.
I got you. Okay.
So again, and you don't have to do 8, you can do 6. I mean, I think we did once one where we just did, we asked them what their, we asked them, hey, they're renting it out. So we said, how much are you making on, how much is your rent that you'd be foregoing, I guess, by us, you know, flipping this. And they said, well, we make $1,000 a month. So we were like, okay. So we did the calculation for whatever it was for $1,000. It was like 4.75 for the house interest, and they didn't want points. So it ended up saving us a ton of money because they just wanted a payment. So it doesn't always have to be like a percent. You could just be like, well, what's the rent that you were getting on it? I'll pay you that interest only payments of $1,000 a month for 6 months. If you finance me. And it usually, like I said, it usually ends up saving you, you know, half of the hard money costs if they'll finance you, cause you don't have the points. So, yeah, that's my explanation. Was that helpful?
So if you had somebody had a lot of equity in a property and they were financing it for you and you took title on it and then wanted to cash out of it while you're working on it, if there was enough equity in that, so that you'd have money to have access to cash to do another deal to make more money. You ever do that?
I've never done that, but yes, you could do that. They don't have to own it outright to finance you. They can have a mortgage on it, but we usually just don't ask people to finance our flips if they have a mortgage. It's just not something we've ever done, but it could be done. If they have a lot of equity, you could just say, hey, look, you know, you can make some extra money. And it would help me out. I mean, them financing, you really just, the benefit of for them is maybe making the interest. I mean, I don't really see any other benefit to help doing that other than help you out.
What lenders would give 100% if you cashed out, they would give you a percentage of the value.
If a lender, like a hard money lender?
Yeah, or even just a bank as far as that goes.
Okay. Well, if you got them to finance you, like the seller, and then you refinanced with a bank, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, we've done that before.
Equity. I wouldn't have to like bring money to the table for financing.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah. So let's say you get the seller to do like what the presentation, the numbers I just showed you, and the house is really worth 400 as is, you can just refinance out of it.
So I'm thinking, I got another deal I'm working on. I'm just trying to come up with the cash for it. And I got a cash deal on another deal.
Yeah.
So how to get the cash while I'm working on it to make another deal.
If you can get the seller to always, you know, finance you, like, why not? Right. It saves you money on hard money. And then you can refinance out of it. If you, in order to refinance out of a property, you have to be able to qualify, right? Like the bank, you have to qualify for that. Like for a while, I wasn't able to qualify for loans because I wrote off too much of my taxes, but now like I'm doing like paying more taxes now, and now I can qualify for more. So now I can refinance out of stuff. It's the Burr method, right?
Right.
Burr is like get them in, rehab, rent it out, refinance.
Okay, that helps. Sometimes it helps to talk out loud what you're thinking to get deals done.
Yeah, the only thing you have to do is just ask the seller for help. Just be like, hey, seller, you know, this would help me out. And explain what you're doing.
They're willing to do that. I just want to get the cash up front. I want to get my cash out to do another deal while I'm rehabbing it.
Yeah. I wouldn't know how to get your cash out. I mean, upfront quickly. I mean, if you refinance out of it, it would take like at least a month.
Well, unless I use one of the hedge funds.
Well, can you just wholesale it?
I could wholesale, but there's a lot more profit in flipping it. Might be up to $100,000 more if I flipped it.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's the go-to move. You got to flip it.
So I want that cash though to do another, I want to get the land.
We got Lance. We have some people asking some questions. He said, just interested in how you start your business. Okay, that was a different question. I'll get to that, Christian. This one says, why not just try to get some private money for other deals? That's what he asked you, Kelly. Lance.
No, I work on that too. I have private people, you know, that I'm talking to and working with. You know, that's an ongoing thing for me is I spend a little time every day on money. Finding people, talking to people, working on, you know, stuff.
That's good. I agree. I think getting money is super helpful to doing more deals. I mean, I think that's why Jerry got into, he said like he had too many deals, so he had to find money, more money. And yeah, so I think that's good. You, any other questions, Kelly?
No, that helps right there. Thank you.
Okay. So let's dive into, Christian. Christian, are you there? You asked the question. And if you're not here, I can just read it. I just thought it'd be easier for you to just ask it, but you're muted, so it's all good. Christian says, hi, just interested on how you started your business. Like, what are some tips you can give when starting out? Like, what to do and best ways to market? All right. I'm assuming a lot of you guys have that question. Like, how best ways to market, what to do. So I started wholesaling. I was doing door-to-door sales for like six, like up. I was started right out in college. I did door-to-door sales for 6 years. And, you know, a couple, like a year or two after I graduated, I sold Dish Network and Sprint door-to-door. And then my buddy, his dad wholesaled. So we got into wholesaling. After I got kind of tired door-to-door, I reached out to my buddy and said, hey, let's get into what your dad does here in Utah. So we just, no experience in real estate. We just freaking hit the ground running, calling sellers, cold calling. We would call 4 hours a day each. We'd hit the Mojo dialer. We just put lists in there, and lists that weren't even that good, right? Like expired listings, for sale by owners, just whatever we could get our hands on that was free. We would just, it was just consistency, just calling pre-foreclosures 4 hours a day. Another thing that we would do is we would go knock doors. One of our first deals is, we knocked on a lady's door. We made $18,000 off of just a deal that we just knocked on her house and, ended up getting the deal done. So when we were new, we started with $0 because we were like, hey, if we're going to do this, let's just start with no money. So cold calling, you might say that doesn't require, that requires some money. We networked. Networking is huge, as you guys, whether you're experienced or not. We networked with a broker in our area, and we were just trying to talk to people about real estate. And he said, yeah, come work in my office. Any deal that you get, you can just call anybody on my Mojo dialer. And if you wholesale, keep it. If it doesn't work for a wholesale deal, give it to me. I'll list it and we'll split the commission, or we'll give you some commission. So we went and worked in a broker's office for about 4 months when we first started for free. He gave us a place to work and we just used his dialer. And then we would knock and flyer. Those were our ways of getting by. Now, what would I do now? Depends if you have money. If you don't have money, texting is cheap, knocking. A lot of people underestimate the power of MLS. Well, that's, Jerry teaches you guys on market. So on market's good. There's a ton of different platforms where you can make offers for free. You can JV. I don't know if you guys know what JVing is. We JV a lot. Which you basically just take other wholesalers' deals there. They can't find buyers and you help them find a buyer and you split the commission or you figure it out. So my advice to you would be to, depending on your budget, even if you have a lot of money, just start with, you know, the things that are free, just to, you know, take a lot of action, learn your market, learn wherever you're going. I think that's what I would do if I were starting over again. I would just take massive action, make a lot of offers, and you know, learn that way. I don't know if you were even listening, Christian, but I hope that was helpful. Does anybody else got something? Any other questions? You guys want that calculator? I can. So I have a Discord channel I just started. It's like a free mastermind group where I'm getting a bunch of wholesalers and investors to go into a Discord channel just to like network and help each other out. So I'll put that Discord link. It's free. I don't know if you guys know about hedge funds, but apparently hedge funds, you know, not apparently, hedge funds buy a lot of deals. Right now I'm giving away a free our hedge fund contact list. It's got about 800 hedge funds across the United States. I'm just giving that away for anyone that joins the Discord. And in the Discord, in the resource channel, I'll give you guys the calculator. And guys, my goal right now, working with Jerry too, but just in general, is just to help everyone out, because I was in the same position as you guys and it's hard to know what to do. So I literally creating this free Discord group. I got tons of free stuff that I give away just to provide as much value. And then what goes around comes around. We can work together on a deal possibly in the future. So I'll put that in the link right now. And then after this call, I'll put the calculator in there and you guys just have to go there and make a copy of it or download it. It's a template calculator, so you can't use the actual calculator. You have to download it to your drive.
Hey, Nate, I got a question.
Go ahead.
This is Ed and Cardenas. I missed a lot. I don't know if you said it already, but I'm just, my question is to you now, as you're busier and stuff, for Fix and Flip, how are you funding your deals? Like, do you have private money or do you have, do you use hard money? Or do you have capital that you're, you know, so that way you can scale your business? Cause I'm to that point that I can scale my business, but I need to find more private money instead of hard money. Instead of tying up my money in 2 to 3 properties, waiting for those to sell so I can get more, I miss out on other deals.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what I do, I mean, we're not doing anything crazy. We've had like 3 flips going at a time. So if you bring in the down payment from the hard money, we get hard money. So they require 10% down, whatever, 5, depends on the deal. We only really need, with the prices of the homes, that we're getting like $50,000 to $60,000 at a time for the downs. And then we usually put the rehab costs on a credit card, or we use my HELOC or a HELOC from someone in my company, a home equity line of credit to fund the flips. So we haven't run into a problem yet where it's like, oh dang, we're running low on funds. Like we can't take on enough projects. Cause if I was running low on money, I would bring in a partner, like someone in my network in Utah or depending where it was in, you know, it would suck, but I'd probably have to split the deal with them 50-50 or do something for them to bring the cash. So that's what I would recommend. Like if you don't have the HELOCs, if you can't raise the private money, there are investors that will bring their money for you to get the deal for a split. It doesn't have to be 50-50. If you do the rehab, it could be, you know, 60-40.
Yeah.
Because let me give you an example. Like I have there's an apartment complex that my wife was telling me about last night that someone in our family is selling, and it needs a lot of work. And this is maybe $2 million, apartment complex. And I'm like, I'm just going to shoot you straight. I don't have $2 million. And my wife's like, we don't have $2 million. And I'm like, well, babe, we can bring in a money partner to get this deal done. Like we're not going to let a deal that is a deal go through just because I don't have $2 million right now. Like I can get the hard money. I can bring in a money partner. So we just did a flip 3 months ago where I found the deal on Sunday.com. And guys, on my Facebook group, I have a free Facebook group. I show you guys how to get deals on Sunday, how to make offers. If you've never heard of it, it's a platform where you can make offers on distressed properties. So I made an offer on a property on Sunday.com. It needed a lot of work and I did not want to rehab it. So I reached out to an investor in my market that I've wholesale deals to. And I said, hey man, I got a deal. I don't want to fund it. I don't want to do any of the rehab. I found the deal, but I want to flip it. Would you go 50-50 on it with me? I'll bring the deal. I'll bring half of the down payment since we're going to get a hard money loan. And then you do the rehab, you pay for everything, you manage everything. So the reason I did that is because when I tried to wholesale it, I was going to make 5K and it was a small deal. So I said, I know if we flip it or if someone flips it, we're going to make more money. So he agreed 50-50 split. He takes care of everything. And we ended up selling it and making 15K each. So we sold for 30. And so instead of me making 5, I made 15 without doing anything because he did it. So money partners. That's my suggestion.
Okay. All right. Well, I need to find those then.
Yeah, dude, you can find them.
Yeah.
In my Facebook group that I have or in the Discord channel I'm going to send you guys. There's people, if you got a deal and you just need money, I'll do it. I know Jerry would do it. Kelly'd probably do it. Like, just network with people. Cause
okay. Well, I have actually, they're asking $500,000 is 2 properties. I just have money tied up on property. I just bought another property, as a rental and I purchased it cash, and then I am doing my flip right now. So, and I do have some money, but not enough to take this one down. Mm-hmm. So interested or, Kelly or Jerry, I'll be down to split it.
and I can take care of it.
Well, there you go. So do this for me, because I'm right now the call is about to end. Go the Discord channel that I'm, like I said, it's a mastermind group for everybody. There's a section in the Discord that says deals. Post the information, the deal, and I'll look at it, and maybe other people look at it too. I'm trying to create like a network where you can post your deals, you can network, you can talk, give away free resources. I'm just trying to get back.
Yeah. So, okay. Cool. All right. Thank you.
That's cool, man. Yeah. I'll look at it. That's exciting. I mean, you got to rent.
Hey, Nathan.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, have you ever used an unsecured line of credit on a flip or anything like that?
Unsecured line of credit. Is that like, I don't think so. What, it sounds familiar. What is that?
So I've never done it, and I haven't done it yet. I'm thinking about it because apparently it's just like a line of credit. You need, you know, low credit score, like 675 or something like that. And they'll give you like 150K. I know one guy who can do it with 0%. I just reached out to him again. 0% for a year on that unsecured line of credit. And then basically unsecured means that it's not backed by anything. And then there's obviously the other one that's like, you know, interest right away. So I just was curious because I heard people doing flips with them, like to go in no money down, they get a hard money, and then they pay the hard money with the unsecured line of credit. So I wasn't sure if you were doing any of that.
Yeah, bro. I mean, that sounds very interesting to me because I don't know if it's not secured against anything and that you don't have to make any payments. Exactly. I mean, it sounds like some great money.
Yeah. That's why I was like wondering if you guys have done any of them. I mean, it just was one of those too good to be true and there's too much going on to dig into it. I will. I just haven't had all the time in the world.
Yeah, Pedro, I've looked into those some.
Yeah, me too.
Usually that's the hook to up to 150 grand and they end up giving you like 7 grand and it's paid back on a weekly basis or even daily. It's usually a very high interest. Usually it's and there's a fee to have the money, maybe $20 a month, something like that. So it's very expensive money. You gotta
They only give you 7 grand?
I mean, it's like a ridiculous number that some of these people do that, you know.
Okay.
So but zero down would be somewhere the money's coming on the back end or somewhere you're gonna have a big fee.
Right.
What I have done with a couple of people is they just put their money with me and I sign a promissory note and I just use their money like a line of credit. I don't secure it with the property. I have it set up with an attorney. He holds it. And when I need it, he just keeps track of where it goes out. And I personally
do that. Well, hey guys, I've got some deals moving really quickly. And so if anybody's interested in investing, like Nathan, you just said, you know, definitely be up to talking.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I have a waterfront property here in Puerto Rico for 600K. We're in negotiation on. We're in it at 250K. It needs a $100,000 remodel. So 600K ARV. It's got basically $200,000 return.
Yeah,
it sounds. And I've got the builder for it. I've got everything's. I've got the suppliers, I've got the builder, I got everything.
Sounds pretty wild. I mean, that sounds like a great return. I mean, I'd look at it. I'd probably have to, I don't know if I trust flipping in Puerto Rico, but I can look at it.
Yeah, I'm open to look at everything.
It's hot. I mean, it's funny. I didn't trust it until I got here and I was like, holy smokes. I mean, some of my buddies for investors here in Puerto Rico, they in 3 years they're making $1 million a year in rental revenue.
Wow, that's wild.
And their flips, they said they feel like they lost money when they only make 40% return on their investment.
Time to move to Puerto Rico, everybody.
I was like, what? You know, East mainland, it's like 10%. You're doing good. You know, not 20% anymore. I mean, obviously, you did a $100,000 flip recently. I also have one right now, but yeah, anyways, just saying.
That's wild. All right, guys. Well, the call's about almost over. So I'm going to show you really quick, what to do, if you want the flipping calculator. So just go to the Discord channel, under welcome, just at the top, there's just some like a, where is it? Welcome. I guess. Okay. Right here. It just has some things for you to do so you can maximize the use of the group. Check that out. And then under Wholesaling Real Estate Mastermind, just introduce yourself. So like where you're from and who you are, just so people can like, you can start talking to people. Cause that's the point of it. And then under free resources, free bonuses and resources, I'm going to put the calculator right there. And I'm going to call it, let's see, the flip, rehab, slash flip calculator. So go there and then I'm going to show you how to get it. It's pretty simple. You just click on it because this is a copy of it, guys. You're just like a template. You're just going to have to go to either make a copy under file. Once it's loading, shoot, I don't, can you guys still see me? Can you guys still hear me? It's, I don't know if my internet went out.
I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. So once you get here, I don't know why this is trying to reconnect it. I have internet, so. Once you get here, all you do is, there you go. Go to file, make a copy or download it. And that's it. So I just wanted to run you guys through that so you know exactly how to get it. And when you are using the calculator, I'll go back to, let me show you the fields that you don't want to mess with. So you can update this one, the one in red, ARV, the cost to buy the house, that's purchase price. You can update the other, this other is linked to the rehab costs. If the house is 2,000 square feet, you change square footage. And then when you change here, like basic rehab, all it does is it takes the square footage and multiplies it by 18, 24, 40, well, depending on what you pick. And there's the cost. Sorry, that's the cost of the rehab. And then if you see it go around brackets, that means you're losing money. It's negative. And here you can mess around with the interest rates, interest, loan payment, down payment, whole time. Yeah, anyway, that's pretty much everything. Cool. All right, guys. Hopefully that was helpful. Hold on. Simone says, what's the username? What do you mean by what's the username? Simone, I don't know what you mean. I don't think she's on here anymore. Okay. All right, guys. I'll see you next time. See you next week. If Jerry's not here, I'll help him out again. You can reach out to me. I'm here to help you out as much as I can. So let's network. Let's talk.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye. Bye.